And on the streets of Washington today, at least for today, the local economy looks good.
We got what you like. Obama hoodies, keychains. We got his picture on the United States flag. Souvenir pictures, take them back with you.
Street hawkers are everywhere, and they have hundreds of thousands of customers.
I'm all excited about getting my Obama gear.
Oh, she wants her Obama gear, folks. That's right.
This is what you call the front end of the business, the selling end. We wanted to get an idea of what happens at the back end of souvenir selling. Here's NPR's Neva Grant.
I just want to see what it is.
Maybe it's a little crass to call it the back end. This warehouse in Kensington, Maryland, actually has a sweeter name, the Fulfillment Center. It's where they fulfill orders for inaugural clothing.
It's the comfy blue sweatshirt.
Inaugural buttons. Inaugural basketballs. Some of these items will be trucked to gift shops in Washington hotels, which can be their own little centers of fulfillment on an inaugural weekend. A single gift shop can make tens of thousands of extra dollars these days. And the other souvenirs here? They're being sent out of Washington to web shoppers who found this stuff online.
We're making the button package that's going to Andrea in Pittsburgh. One of our signature Obama basketballs, regulation size, is going to Renee in Omaha, Nebraska.
Stephanie Warlick helps run things here, and she works for Jenny Walter, who describes herself as a serial entrepreneur.
Can you hand me that Obama bobblehead?
Walter owns a handful of hotel gift shops and a new website that specializes in inaugural tchotchkes.
I think every supplier, if you talk to them, would tell you there are no limits to what they could sell. No limits.
She'll be thrilled if her inaugural website makes $500,000 this month. And because this is such a historic occasion, it may have a longer shelf life.
We actually have orders for things being made right now so that we can get shipments in after the inauguration.
And she doesn't think buyers will lose interest.
They don't care if the inauguration's over. They still want a piece of it.
If they don't drive her crazy first. Souvenir shoppers, says Jenny Walter, can be demanding.
We had the woman from France who wanted the mugs with Obama in French on the mugs. I said, sure, but the reality is that there wouldn't really be anything done differently except his name would be his name.
Then there was the buyer who said he'd seen an eye-catching tie pin on their website, one that showed John McCain and Sarah Palin as the president and vice president.
Yes, he emailed us and said, can I get that?
His name was Rick. I'm not exactly sure where in the country we shipped to.
He's far away, somewhere in Texas, I think.
And Jenny Walter and Stephanie Warlick say after Rick in Texas made this request, they realized that, yes, by mistake, they had displayed some McCain-Palin inaugural samples on their site.
Stephanie and I were both a little bit shocked, and when we went to do the research, we found the supplier had some product that was in case McCain-Palin won, so I bought it all.
You've got it still?
Yes.
Where?
At my house.
And as for Rick in Texas, the fulfillment center delivered. He got his tie pin honoring the inauguration of President McCain and Vice President Palin. Cost him $14. One day, years from now, it might be worth a lot more. Neva Grant, NPR News.